Malaria. The National Malaria Control Program in the Ministry of Health intends to distribute over 178,000 long-lasting insecticidal nets, LLINs, to a population of 291,833 in Swansea-Goat and Kipkelian West sub-counties bordering Lake Victoria region in the war against malaria disease. Speaking today during a malaria overview and stratification meeting in Kericho, the Kericho County Public Health Officer, CPHO, Mr. Joseph Killel said the two sub-counties were selected for mass net distribution since the areas were mapped as a high endemic zone. Mr. Killel pointed out that in Swansea-Goat, for a population of every 1,000 persons, 233 persons tested positive to malaria, whereas in Kipkelian West, for every 1,000 persons, 104 people tested positive to malaria. He clarified that the other four sub-counties of Inamoi, Bereti, Belgut and Kipkelian East reported low prevalence rate of malaria as compared to Kipkelian West and Swansea-Goat sub-counties. The county public health officer stated that before the distribution of the nets, households will undergo a digital registration exercise to ascertain the actual number of recipients of the nets per household, assuring that every household will be catered for. He added that persons with disabilities and street families will also be considered during the registration exercise. Every two members in a family will be issued with one net. For families with five members, they will be issued with two nets, assuming that parents will use one net and the three children will share one net, Mr. Killel elaborated. He further said that the nets will be stored at Forte Tenen Hospital in Kipkelian West and Sagoet Hospital in Swansea-Goat, where security personnel will provide security around the clock. Already, the Ministry of Health has captured 58,304 households to benefit from the mass nets distribution exercise. The CPHO also said that the community will be sensitized on nets usage through chiefs, barazas and community health promoters, CHPs, to ensure the success of the exercise, which will aid in reducing cases of malaria in the endemic zone. National Malaria Control, NMCP, Program, Monitoring and Evaluation Officer, Christine Wayua, urged the beneficiaries of the nets to air the new nets under a shade away from direct sunlight for 24 hours before usage to avoid negative effects on skin due to chemicals in the nets. She also advised that the nets should be washed using ordinary bar soaps at least 21 times during its lifetime of usage, adding that old nets could be used as window curtains but not for other uses. Wayua cautioned the recipients of the nets against converting the nets into other uses such as extension of poultry houses, saying the chemicals in the nets poses danger to livestock. Other people use the nets to fence their kitchen gardens to prevent destruction of vegetables in the enclosures. This is highly discouraged, said Wayua. Commenting on the disposal of the old and torn nets, Ms. Wayua advised that according to the World Health Organization, WHO, the nets are supposed to be buried under 6 feet underground or be incinerated under high temperatures, but cautioned that the nets should not be burned since it contributes to air pollution, which destroys the ozone layer. Among the participants at the training included the County Director of Education, Mr. Julius Inganeshi, who appreciated the program, saying that the nets distribution will also benefit the school-going children who are prone to malaria infestations in the region. He also urged the National Malaria Control Program organizers to use schools in passing information to the parents concerning the mass nets registration and distribution exercise. We have discovered that schools are effective channels of passing important information to the community through students and teachers, Mr. Inganeshi remarked. Others present at the function were the Medical Officer of Health Dr. Tarbuk Kigan, County Malaria Coordinator Mr. Sammy Coach, and other officers from the county and national governments.